This is the Loopcast for April 14th, 2007. I'm Jeff Horwich, and Sandon Totten, how are you doing today?
Pretty good, Jeff.
What do you got cooking for this next show, which we have coming up next week?
Well, I've been attending meetings, going to various functions, getting ready for something a year and a half from now about a big protest coming up. So
you can go ahead and be specific. What's coming up a year and a half from now?
The Republican National Convention and a counter convention of probably 20 people for each delegate are going to be showing up in the streets having a big party to welcome them, I think would be a nice way to put it.
A little look inside that world. It's going to be pretty cool. Our next show is coming up next week. We're taping on Thursday the 19th. It's going to air first on Friday the 20th. And the topic is, everything from sort of protest at this kind of big Republican National Convention level down to those decisions you make in your everyday life. You know, those moments that just crop up in front of you and you wonder, you know, do I just sit here or do I take action? Today for the Loopcast, we're going to give you sort of a preview, one kind of cool story that rolled in from just a listener, somebody on our show's email list. I'd never met him before, but he sent in this story that captures a whole lot of what we want to go at with this particular show and doesn't need much more introduction. I'll let him take you through it.
My name's Jason Bihoniak, and I live in Minneapolis. I don't see myself as an activist. I don't see myself as someone looking to protest over this and that. But sometimes you're just you're dumbfounded by the actions of people and you have to step in. I was on a three-month trip with some friends, and basically when we were crossing over from Guatemala into El Salvador, we got pulled over. Everyone was kind of sleeping on the bus. It was a long ride. A bunch of guys boarded the bus and came on with machine guns and proceeded to, direct the bus driver to take us off the highway. Everyone got off the bus, lined us up with our hands on our heads, and they stole a camera of mine. They stole, jewelry off of women. Some people got kicked. A couple girls from Australia were almost raped. I don't think they would have hesitated to kill anybody. We were in the middle of nowhere. Completely powerless. Completely powerless. I mean, when there's six guys with handguns and machine guns and you're in the middle of the desert, what do you do? I think everyone just kind of felt violated. That was the main thing. Everyone gets back on the bus, babies are crying. People are just kind of dumbfounded. And just, a general sense of standing there and not being able to do anything about it, because who wants to get shot? We kept traveling on to Costa Rica after what we had been through in Guatemala and the bus ride. It was paradise. We're sitting around, we're relaxing, eating some fish, eating some grilled fish, drinking a couple beers, and I heard some commotion up in the trees behind me. Turned around and saw some monkeys up there kind of jumping about. The monkeys basically were up in the trees, and they were basically protesting. I looked down and see this guy shaking a tree, and I'm thinking, what the heck's this guy doing? Is he trying to get a mango or something? And then basically I notice there's a little baby monkey trapped in this tree, and this guy's trying to shake it out. He had a foreign accent. I'm not sure where he was from, but he wasn't a Costa Rican. I got up. I started walking over to take a closer look just to kind of, see what's this guy doing. He kept shaking the tree, and eventually the little baby monkey just fell out and hit the ground with a thud. I just heard a pop and hit the ground, and I was awestruck. The monkey's on the ground. He basically grabs it and kind of pins it down. And then I think he was like either taking off his jacket or a towel or something and like wrapping it up. He obviously planned to take this monkey home with him somehow. Where he lived, I don't know. How he was going to get it there, I have no idea. When he actually, wrapped the monkey up, that's when I started to say to him, what are you doing? This isn't your property. You don't just take a monkey. And then my friends were, with me at this point, and they're all just like, yeah, what the hell are you doing, man? You can't just take a monkey. We basically convinced this guy that, we weren't going to leave him alone till he let the monkey go. I mean, I felt like hitting the guy. I was that pissed off. And it may have been partly in reaction to being held against my will on the bus in Guatemala. You know, I had empathy for this monkey. That's basically what, in hindsight, it came down to. I had empathy for this monkey basically being held against his will. I felt like this was an opportunity to do something where, when I was on the bus and taken off the bus in Guatemala, there wasn't anything I could do about it because there was a gun in my face. He takes his hands off the monkey, kind of just, fine then, you know, whatever. It's kind of gruff, you know. He didn't get to keep his monkey. At this point, the baby monkey started to look around. He was just kind of checking to see if, can I go? And so he started to slowly scamper off, climbed up a tree, and got back with his group. I think that I was always somebody that was more of a spectator in situations that maybe I could have done something. And I think that the experience of getting hijacked on the bus kind of put a spark in me. I wasn't afraid to just throw myself out there at that point. You know, it's like, well, I had a gun held to my face 3 days ago. What's this guy going to do to me? Sometimes doing the right thing, you have to stick your neck out a little bit and maybe put yourself in potential jeopardy. I think that's what that experience helped me get past.
So that was a guy named Jason Bohuniak, and I just went to meet with him at a local museum, actually, and have him tell me his story. In case you're wondering, the music we used in there, let's see if I can remember what we put together. There was music from Soul Skin, Alex Wuman, actually part of the March of the Penguins soundtrack, a tune by Charlie Hunter, and then our house band, The Smarts, rounded it out with the final piece of music sort of in the background of the piece setting the scene. You can learn more about The Smarts at thesmartsband.com. Sandin, you got something hot off the transom here, hot off the wires, some late-breaking news. What do you have for us?
Jeff, French protesters clashed with Front Nationalist officials recently at the political party's headquarters. The demonstrators, upset about the party's anti-immigration laws, had been demanding the group leave the neighborhood when things escalated into violence. It's unclear who began attacking first, but both sides were heavily armed. Air guns, cannons, and even an AC-130 gunship were used. Fortunately, the area was not damaged and enabled, so neither side suffered injuries. However, the Front Nationalist building mysteriously vanished. Officials from the party left the area and could not be reached via instant messaging for comment. Protesters saw this as a victory, though, and celebrated by firing pig grenades into the air and shouting, OMG, we totally won.
Okay, so I'm going to stand in for most of the people who are probably listening to the podcast right now and ask you what the hell you're talking about.
A protest, Jeff, that happened.
A serious protest, obviously.
Yes, very serious.
Now, the area was not damage-enabled despite the pig grenades, and a building mysteriously vanished.
Right, well, the theory is that the server crashed and the building did not reload with everything else. So, could have been hacking, perhaps.
Well, that's the Loopcast for April 14th. Okay. What are we talking about here?
This was a protest that happened in Second Life, the virtual world that's sort of, I guess, getting pretty extensive now that political parties have been moving into it. And this was one of the first major protests that happened where there was property damage, because normally that's impossible in a virtual world. But somehow enough protesters showed up, they clogged the system, and the building for the Front Nationalist Party vanished.
But what's the point of a protest in a virtual world?
Well,
you know?
That's a very good question.
Are they making just like a virtual point that has no relevance to those of us who live in the real world?
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you think, you know, that the point of a protest is to get media attention, you know, it certainly got attention because of the, I mean, who doesn't want to read a story with a headline about pig grenades? But, you know, if you ask some of the folks at the Wonkette blog, you know, this is what they said about it. Give it up for liberals. They managed to find the one way left to make traditional protests even more ineffectual and embarrassing. Have them on the internet. So I don't know how much they accomplished, but certainly for now, as long as it's on the internet, people will find it interesting enough to care for a while.
They have managed to wedge the phrase pig grenade into the lexicon of you and me anyway. What the heck's a pig grenade before we wrap up here?
Well, you shoot a pig out of a cannon, and it explodes and covers your opponents and pretty much everyone in the area with hot pink pixels.
Thank you, Sandon Totten.
Yep.
And I'm Jeff Horwich. That'll do it for today's Loopcast. Next week, the Loopcast will be our actual hour-long show, which at the moment we are calling To Take a Stand. That's a very serious-sounding title for In the Loop program.
What happened to Speak Up or Shut Up?
Yeah, I know. Well, I had a conversation with the boss, and we changed it to Take a Stand. I kind of was enamored of Speak Up or Shut Up. But in
well,
the
today's
end,
podcast is entitled Speak Up or Shut Up.
Hey, yes. And with that notion, you and I are sticking it to the man, aren't we?
We are indeed.
Our own little podcast protest. Anyway, thanks for listening, and tune in next week for the full show.